Ava Mendez joins us this morning. She starred in both Oscar-nominated fare like Training Day and comedies like The Other Guys or Hitch. Her newest film opens today, and it's called Last Night.
That night in L.A., when we all went to that bar, Jeff wanted to sit next to us, so you had to move over. Your hand sort of rested against my leg. Was that on purpose?
I had to be careful not to really let it rest there, in case you moved.
I wouldn't have.
That's Ava Mendez there, playing the woman who tempts the eye of Sam Worthington's character in Last Night. Sam Worthington and his wife, played by Keira Knightley, are both faced with the temptation to stray from their marriage. And Ava, I want to talk about the character that you play in this new film. You get the sense she was devastated when her own partner, years before, cheated on her. So why then do you think she herself becomes a temptress?
I don't think she was calculating from the beginning. I think it was something that, you know, having lost the love of her life to a death, she adopted this philosophy like, hey, look, we're only here for this moment. That's all we're guaranteed is this moment. So if we have a possibility for a magical moment, this moment, let's take it.
Let's talk about you and your roles for a moment. There's a tendency to stereotype you because of your looks, and I'm wondering if you have to resist that.
Yes, but I take full responsibility for certain things. I know a lot of actresses complain about, Oh, it's so hard to be, you know, attractive or sexy and try to be taken seriously. And it's like, well, stop doing sexy photo shoots and taking sexy roles and, you know, transform yourself. So I take full responsibility with the image that I have created for myself. I have been a spokesperson for Calvin Klein, and for a few years, you couldn't walk down a street without seeing a huge poster of me in, you know, beautiful photography in underwear with oil all over my body. And I love those artistic photos, and I stand behind them 100%. But I also know the ramifications of that are, you know, well, maybe I'm objectifying my own self by doing it. And I was happy to do that at that time. But there's a time and place for certain things. So I take it upon myself to then, when offered certain roles that I feel could just further kind of stereotype me, I say no. But even for this film, I was playing against type. So I did that a little bit with this film. I took on this character that could have been just a seductress. Yeah. And I played her down completely. I use the word, we came up with the term desexify her. And I, you know, there's like no product in the hair. There's no big hair. There's very little makeup. And there's real clothing. So I do that in my way. And also for me, I love the craft. Like right now, when I go back home, I'm taking another acting course. I take acting courses. And I'm never happier than the week I take this one very intense acting workshop in which we put up a 30 minutes of a play. Like the last play I put up was Tartuffe, you know, Molière.
Yeah.
But you know, I've done Albie in class, and I've done all these amazing things that I don't get the opportunity so much to go out for on a daily basis or to be seen for. So I kind of satisfy my soul in that way. And I just fight every day to be seen for those things that have nothing to do with the way I look, whether it's my ethnicity or, you know, my sexuality or...
Well, let me ask you about your ethnicity, because as it turns out, the largest, fastest-growing audience population in the U.S. For filmgoers is among Hispanics and Latinos. I mean, they're helping fund your industry, and yet the number of Latinos and Hispanics actually getting lead roles or even major supporting roles is pretty small. So I'm wondering what your experience is in with Hollywood with that.
It is pretty small, but I have to tell you the joy that comes over me when I think of the growth that has taken place. You know, I got to tell you, this was 10 years ago, 10 or 11 years ago. I went out for a commercial, and this one casting director who was actually very supportive, and she wasn't being nasty in any way. You know, she cast for all kind of things, jeans, beer, anything, very big American products, Coca-Cola. And one time I'd asked her, I said, I need some advice. I've been auditioning for you for a year, and I never get anything. And she said, honey, your look is just too ethnic, and it's not bankable. It's not commercial. And again, she said it in the nicest way. She felt like she was giving me information that was useful. True. And at the time, she was. But that has completely
changed.
That
seems crazy now.
I mean, now doesn't that seem insane?
It does.
But that literally makes my heart happy. The fact that I was told that just 10 years ago, and that now that's not the case.
And yet there are still people that are being told that now. People whose skin is maybe two shades too dark. Maybe their hair is too curly. And I'm wondering if you have advice for those people who still maybe 10 years behind the curve.
Well, I always say, I have one of my best friends is a black girl, and she's an actress as well. And I have to tell you, I mean, we think we have it tough as Latinos. Oh, man. I just feel like black people are so not fairly represented in cinema and in television. And Asian, I have a friend who's a wonderful Asian actress, gorgeous, Asian American. She was, Chinese American, born in this country, has no accent, and so difficult for her to get a job. So I know that all I can say is just fight the fight and just don't listen. Just block it out when they say no, and know that that may be the truth for now, but be a part of the change. That's what's exciting, is being a part of the change.
Ava Mendez, star of Training Day, Hitch, The Other Guys, many other films. Her newest co-stars Sam Worthington and Keira Knightley. It's called Last Night, and it opens today in limited release. It's also available nationwide by video on demand. We will bring you more coverage of what the death of Osama bin Laden and what other countries are saying in response to that covert mission in Pakistan throughout the morning.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.